This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Okay, we apologize.
2012-5 upset.
Yeah, so there's a 2012...
Okay, we apologize.
I like that you're...
It's time for The Club, baby. On 105.1 wow! And 1080, The Fan.
Royals got cool. Bailey Falter.
Oh, my
God. How about
that? Who's that?
The final...
That's a good drop. I had not heard this one. Did you catch this?
I was putting in my headphone now.
Do you remember this on the show?
Royals got Bailey Falter.
Oh, my goodness. How about that?
Who's that?
The final.
Good times.
Big trade deadline. Hey, but you got the Yaz.
Well, we got Bailey Falter, too.
Yeah.
I've since learned who he is, and he's a marginal pitcher.
Get you. I thought he was a backup catcher. Oh, no, they got rid of the backup catcher.
Yeah.
To get.
No, they got Julio Rodriguez, the backup catcher.
Okay.
From the Mariners, who's not to be confused with the center fielder, yes. Julio Rodriguez.
That's right. I can't keep the wheelings and dealings of the Kansas City Royals straight. There's a lot happening.
So I was looking at the numbers from the Taylor Swift appearance on the Kelce podcast.
Yeah.
So she went on there to announce her new album.
Turns out that's kind of a big deal.
Oh, my God, dude. They're saying... So first of all, the stream crashed because people were tuning in all at once.
Yeah.
Millions. And now they're at 12.5 million downloads. They recorded this yesterday.
Shockingly enough, their most listened to episode ever.
Millions and millions of people.
Yeah, I mean, dude, she is unbelievable.
It helps to be stooping the most famous woman on the planet to help boost the old...
So you think those were all like teenage girls tuning in to
Tay-Tay? Well, I mean, Taylor Swift announcing a new album with Sabrina Carpenter, I mean... Yeah, I would say that's going to drive some viewers.
Well, I know it's going to drive viewers. I'm just saying, like, what's... Because I know the Kelseys are a big... They're very popular.
Yeah, their podcast does fine on
so
its own.
They've got their bros on there. Yeah. I mean, like, you want to talk about two distinctly different audiences.
Worlds colliding.
You got the high-T Kelsey bro... Yeah. Joe Rogan guys.
But I think she's at the top of her game, and I think they had the top, if they don't still, they had the top sports podcast, period. Right. So it's just like too tight. It's like King Kong and Godzilla coming together for an exhibition.
Dude. Taylor Swift did a little, one of the clips I saw, they were teasing her appearance, and she goes, she said something along the lines of, and we may have the clip in the system, but.
Is this the one about what she thought football was?
Oh, no, when she said that she knew what the macho males listening to the podcast wanted.
Ooh, let's see. I might have that.
Do we have that one? What people want?
Let's see. I have not previewed all of these. I mean, I can just play some Taylor Swift. Here she is. Here's one.
Such a nice color.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie. That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
I missed that. What did she say?
Oh, she just was complimenting Travis on the
podcast.
The color of his eyes or something.
She said something. She goes, I know you have all these macho like listeners, and I know what they want in their timeline. Me. She hears the hate, and she leaned into it. She seems like a wonderful person.
Oh, dude, she's running circles around everyone right now.
Yeah.
She said, so I was just reading. I didn't hear the podcast and won't, but... I was reading, everybody's put out an article of the top five things we've learned from Taylor, the podcast. Yeah. Because everything she says is like, I mean, people go crazy. Like,
she's the most famous woman.
Any little detail she spills gets headlines. Like, it's unbelievable.
Well, and it's also the Bronny James thing. People just know that associating her name with anything will get more clicks and more ad revenue. So it's like, let's just produce more content around this because more people will eat it up.
You care to... Oh, well, you should probably try to throw home if you want to get the guy out. You care to describe what's happening?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Hey, nice little get with Ryan Helsley, though. Braves just scored two in the eighth.
We effing suck.
To take
it's official. I've not been this fan all year. The Mets effing suck.
So she said she wrote, so she was on the 21-month Eras tour. Mm-hmm. 21 months she was out on the road, dude.
Yeah, making
she
was playing dollars.
Yes, but they said those shows were like 3 hours long. Mm-hmm. She was... like every night playing huge stadiums. She said she wrote this new album that she's about to drop on that tour.
What else are you doing?
What else are you doing? You're only on the biggest and baddest, most expensive, most taxing tour of all time.
Ah, she got downtime.
She said that she was so physically... She said that they bonded. Her and Travis have bonded over two things. One... Their body's always hurting.
Yeah.
And two, the fact that they both have to entertain tens of thousands of people in stadiums. Mm. She honestly said those were two things that they talked about a lot when they first met. But, I mean, dude, how many artists write a whole nother album while they're out on their biggest tour of their life?
Yeah, that's...
That doesn't happen.
That's pretty impressive. And yes, it is officially the biggest tour of all time. 149 shows, 10 million tickets, and it grossed $2.2 billion.
And she just made another $2.2 billion by writing another album while doing that for $2.2 billion. Dude, she is a freaking machine.
Yes. And then the Kelsey brothers, it pays to be stooping Taylor Swift because then you get to...
Much love.
That may be the greatest announcement. That's the biggest announcement that's probably ever happened on a sports podcast ever.
Oh, not even close.
And I wonder
Even close.
I wonder how many Swifties were like. I'd be interested to know if like the Swifties hated it or loved it that that's where she made it.
They probably loved it because she's dating him.
She's
now,
dating
if
him.
She, because I mean, I know. Listen, we all have. I'm trying to say this in a way that will not be a drop, but I'm having a hard time with this.
It's going to be bad.
We all have...
Go on.
We all... There are kids that we know that are teenagers. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what I mean?
What did you want to say?
Well, it could sound bad out of context.
Say what you mean. Say it with your chest.
I just know teenage girls.
Can you clip that Rob knows teenage girls, please? I would like that.
My ear is to the ground about what Taylor Swift means to the young girls, and they almost all, when I pull the electorate, they almost all hate Travis Kelce. Mm-hmm. They hate him.
Okay.
They think he is beneath her. They think sure. he's just like a meathead yeah. who's like whatever. Yeah. But you got to give Travis Kelce a hell of a lot of credit, man, because. And I'm not a huge Kelce Brothers fan. They're just too much for me. But that dude held on to her. Imagine how slippery that probably was.
You don't think her standards are high, dating everyone in yes. Hollywood and stuff like
dude,
that?
Dude, he's obviously doing something
yep.
really, really right.
Yeah.
And you got to give him a lot of credit for that, because there's not a lot of dudes that could jump in with her
no.
in this environment and be that high profile as he is.
Imagine
and hold on to her.
The insecurities, the everything that goes along
all
with that. Because Travis Kelce does kind
of
seem like an idiot. And every like he had a dating show. He dated a lot of Instagram models.
He's a meathead. He's a football. I mean, no offense, but Jesus, yeah. man,
and
we all know what he is.
And he pursued her, got her, and kept her. Yeah,
smart dude, man. Smart. You got to give that guy his props.
I will say that is probably an experience that you can't probably even be prepared for what it's like to all of a sudden be dating again the most famous woman in the world. It's like dating one day you wake up and you're dating the Queen of England. Like it's just different. I don't think you could prepare for that.
Yeah,
give him credit.
She says she's really into sourdough bread making now. Seriously, she says she talks about it 60% of the time now.
It's like you and Buck talking about golf. She's talking about sourdough bread making.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Well, Travis Kelce had to move. Remember, he had to buy a different house because he was dating Taylor Swift, and then all the Swifties were showing up at his place. So, I mean, I'm guessing there's no aspect of his life that hasn't immensely changed. And I wonder at what point it had to change for her, because she was always famous. She's been famous since she was like 16, but she wasn't like this. This is like the last 8 to 10 years that it's become this.
God. Pretty amazing.
She's like a female Michael Jackson. I was going to say a white female Michael Jackson, but that kind of, yeah, he was a white Michael Jackson. Well, it's true. Michael didn't become super famous until he was white.
Always taking shots.
That's not a shot. That's a fact.
Milk. You know, we have little cookies.
One other thing I read that she said, because again, she's great. She said, because they were talking about internet hate.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I learned a long time ago to not read the internet.
Sure.
But then she said, I have so many friends or acquaintances or people who are like, they see one comment, they don't like it, and it will ruin their day.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to them, you should think of your energy as if it's expensive, as if it's a luxury item. Not everyone can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line.
That is a great line. Yes.
And she's right
yeah.
about that.
And how many people can't handle that?
Exactly.
And especially when it comes to someone you don't know. It's amazing, a stranger that you've never met nor will ever meet can affect you with a random hate comment, which is just, that's a whole other thing. I am fascinated when something comes across your timeline and someone takes the time to say something hateful. Like, of all the things that you're scrolling, but like one person posts something, you're like, nope, that's what I'm going to decide to message that person.
Well, the New Heights podcast got and is getting more downloads as we speak, but they were at 12.5 million just for that one episode. She was on there for 2 hours.
In the first 24 hours it was available, 12 million people.
Sure said, I'm not a Swiftie, but I enjoyed the interaction with the Kelces, kind of humanized her. So this may be good for her, because maybe it does open up a lot of people that had never considered Taylor Swift.
That's another thing. She's always been pretty down to earth.
Yeah.
Like, as a matter of fact, she's like one of the most down to earth stars there is, but I'm guessing a lot of Kelce fans know that.
Yeah. I've told the story, but back when she was an opening act for country music people, I went and saw her with my daughters, Brad Paisley, I believe. And we stood in line for, I don't know, maybe half hour, which at the time seemed like a lot. And now I look back on it and I'm like, we only had to wait a half hour. And she met my daughter and gave my daughter a hug, signed her little whatever, you know, the CD or album, and took a photo with her. And I'll tell you, dude, she was like the nicest. Watching her interact in that line was like mind blowing. And I guess she still does that. Like, she does like the meet and greets, and she still does all that.
Oh, stuff. And writes another album that will make her $8 billion more dollars.
Yeah. But I've never really heard any sort of extensive interview. I may actually go back and listen to the Kelce podcast just to kind of hear that. Because I really like when you, Howard Stern, whatever you think of Howard Stern, he does the long format. And the only time I listen to Howard Stern is when he has an interview. I don't listen to the bits in the Whack Pack. That doesn't do anything for him anymore. But he'll have huge stars on there, and he'll talk to him for like 2 hours. And there's a handful of people that I really didn't know or care much about. And then I heard him on Stern, and it made me like aware of him, and it made me like him. Lady Gaga was this way. I never really paid much attention to Lady Gaga. And I heard her on Stern, and I was like, dude, she seems awesome. And I started listening to her stuff. Billie Eilish was one of them. Again, just wasn't my cup of tea. Post Malone, like, he does a really good job of humanizing people. And so, not having heard much of Taylor Swift, like, interviews, I may have to go back and check out the, well, the Kelces.
One last thought. Maybe this opens up a new kind of idea, a new genre of the pod. Or maybe it's already out there. I don't know. But, you know, you and I have to conduct interviews.
It's 8 to 10 minutes, yeah.
And, no, yeah, they're shorter, but yeah. I just mean, like, one of the reasons we don't do a lot of interviews here is because it can be really hard, particularly if you're not in the same room, to really get any sort of chemistry going with anybody. Yeah. And when someone is on the line with you and they don't know you, they're just... It's just hard. They're guarded. Mm-hmm. They think you're out to get them, and that's 75% of interviewees.
Yep.
So it really, I think we've made it a concerted effort here to just, you know, let's just, you and I can do bits. We can have fun. Let's talk sports. We don't need a lot of these interviews because a lot of them are awkward or they don't deliver what we hope they would, right?
No.
Well, her going on with her boyfriend, that changes the paradigm, because Taylor Swift is probably going to be like what I just mentioned with on a 2 hour podcast with people she doesn't know. That's probably why you say you've never heard that. She probably never does those because she's like, I don't know these people. I don't really want to set myself up for that.
Harley on the YouTube says that was apparently her first podcast appearance.
Yeah. So she just doesn't do it. That. She didn't want to do that. So her sitting down with her boyfriend completely changes the dynamic. Yep. They're so comfortable with each other. That's part of the reason why everyone's talking about this, right? It's not that she just sat down on a podcast. It's that she sat down on a podcast as with herself, her boyfriend. Yeah. So she can be herself. She knows she can trust the people. So I just wonder if maybe this is the ticket. This is the ticket. You want to hear from, who's somebody who's notoriously guarded? I mean,
yeah,
like.
I'm trying to think of someone.
Jody Allen.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay.
But, you know, Jody doesn't have a husband. But,
she has kids.
She has kids.
What if she, you know, her kid has a podcast and she goes on there. You want to hear the real Jody Allen, you're going to get it right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, maybe this opens up a whole genre of podcasts where people sit down with their families or their wives or their girlfriends and, like, you get more out of them.
There was that weird thing where Will Smith got interviewed by his wife and they talked about Will Smith's wife boning other dudes. That probably wouldn't have happened with anyone other than them.
Exactly.
It's awkward, but it was interesting. And that's why I said, that's why I think Stern is so good, is Howard Stern gets people to talk about things that they wouldn't.
And people want to go on. See, that's why he's unique, is that he's one of the few, and there are very few, who create an environment where people want to go on there.
Yes.
They want to go talk. I think Taylor Swift's been on his show.
I've never heard it, but I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought
she stopped by there. But most people, even when they have very serious problems or things that they're going through, they want to go. They almost want to go and talk to him.
And they all say the same thing. It makes it, you forget you're talking to millions of people and you think you're just talking to Howard. Love him or hate him. That's his
genius, man.
That's his skill.
All right, Florida man, next on The Fan. Well, I'm going to need you to power rank the items that this man is wearing.
Talk to me.
When he was arrested. in a park.
What do I look at?
You just sit there and listen.
All right. Okay, shiver shorts. Used to call. I always enjoyed when you dropped a shiver shorts. I don't know what that means, but I always enjoyed it.
Shivering in your shorts over there. Yeah, I did. I haven't used that one in a while.
No, it's been
bring
bit.
That one back.
I don't know why that popped into my head.
I don't think I've ever heard you use that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
He's like, yeah, I just sit there, old shiver shorts.
So this was 2 days ago.
Okay.
Try and get this image out of your head.
Florida man?
Yes, this is a man in Florida. His name is Anthony Smith. He's 32 years old. He had the police called upon him. I don't know why I said upon. walking around a Florida park wearing the following. He had a wig of long black hair.
Makes sense. Who wouldn't?
I, for one, probably wouldn't, but okay.
Maybe me. I mean, I'm bald. Why can't I? We need to normalize wigs for men.
The wig?
Women get to wear whatever wig they want, but I wear one little hairpiece and suddenly I'm a creep.
Yes, I think that's right.
Yeah, I don't like that.
A black mask around his face, so we're doing all right so far.
Okay.
Black, please. Thank wig you. And a mask.
So like a medical mask sort of thing?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Because I'd say the medical mask is fine. If you're wearing like a scream mask, that gets a little weirder.
Or there's like the neck gaiter mask that everyone, all the ice is doing.
Yeah, it's a little... By the way, yeah, that's not weird at all.
Yeah, all law enforcement, just cover your faces now.
Right? Unmarked, no badges, no nothing, masks. Yeah, totally normal.
Probably he was not. Wearing fake breasts.
Oh, well, that would go along with the wig, I suppose, right?
I'll show you my boobs. Mm. Now we're getting somewhere.
He
was wearing women's lingerie, the bottoms of which were of the thong variety and left Smith's genitals fully exposed.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem with the old thong is it doesn't provide an appropriate cradle. You're the shrimp or the scallops, one of those two is going to be making a special guest appearance. That's called the catch of the day, by the way.
Gross. He was also wearing a penis ring.
Oh, all right.
That is used for arousal. As well as to maintain.
Wait, how big was the? Oh, sorry. When you said penis ring, I thought you meant he had an actual ring. Like,
oh my god.
Well, that's not
me?
Called a penis ring. That's usually called a C ring.
Okay.
See, that's a terminology. But did you, when you heard penis ring, did you know? I thought I was picturing like.
Knew he meant a C ring because there wouldn't be. Yeah, I knew what he meant.
No, I thought, because you said for arousal, I was like, whoa, my man's got like a...
So you think like a penis ring is like decorative and a C ring is like functional?
Yeah, I was thinking like Wolverine claws, but with penises.
Yeah.
He's like, ha! And he's just coming at you with a series of penis punches. But that makes a little more sense.
Yeah, and a black foxtail... protruding from his posterior.
Yeah.
Upon further examination, the bushy tail turned out to be attached to a...
Yeah, I know. A plug.
Plug.
Yeah.
That was inserted in his...
Wow.
Yeah.
What was he...
So what do you think?
Well, what was he doing?
Well, I'll explain.
To be fair...
Because there is clearly an explanation here.
Well, look. If I'm going to a rave... Or I'm going to like a neighborhood orgy, and I come across a Florida man here. You know, granted, it might be a little bit out there, but that may be a little more in line with the environment, kind of when in Rome sort of things. Now, if I'm winning a line at the Hozier concert, and my man's there dressed up like that waiting to get in, that could be problematic because won't someone think of the kids?
Well, there were kids involved here, unfortunately.
Ah, that's no good.
They apparently... So he's a party DJ? He's a wedding DJ?
Oh. Well, I mean, he does seem like he knows how to have a good time. He could probably get the crowd worked up.
So he eluded police, and then he went over to the Children's Museum. And apparently, yeah, and we already have a picture in our heads of what he's wearing and what he's looking like.
Yeah, you can't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, apparently there were a bunch of people there picking up their kids for a summer camp at the museum. At the museum. Apparently no children witnessed him, which is good.
Yeah.
Asked by police what was going on today, Smith reportedly said that he suffers from some sort of sexual addiction and that engaging in lewd behavior arouses him.
Mm.
He added that this was not the first time he had run in with law enforcement for this same kind of behavior. He was convicted in 2017 of indecent exposure and resisting arrest after he was spotted naked and in public.
Yeah. Well, I will say the only thing he really did wrong here was the exposed genitals. If you if you had just maybe hit like a loincloth or maybe a non-thong, maybe a high-waisted panty, I think you probably would have been okay. Is really, that's the only... I mean, there's no
children's museum.
Well, I mean,
I don't think so, man.
Look,
I don't know if he gets arrested, but he gets moved.
Well, you know, we were talking the other day about suspicious behavior. You see something, say something. Now, granted, that's suspicious behavior, but I feel pretty confident that you could walk down to a children's museum wearing a foxtail, wearing some lingerie, tasteful, you know, and you got a wig on. Like, there's no laws against. You could say it's hot and I like to feel pretty. You just can't. You can't have the catch.
Expired.
Yeah, you can't have the catch of the day.
So if I have a foxtail on,
yeah,
but it's attached to a plug.
Yeah, no one has to know.
Right. Is that different than if I just have a foxtail pinned to the back of my undies?
Only if you show them where it's attached.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. Not that you have a foxtail, but that we can see that it's attached to your plug.
Yeah.
So it's fine if it's attached to the plug and...
You just cut a hole in the back of the high-waisted brief and no one's the wiser.
It just comes out over the elastic.
Over the elastic. Yeah, the problem is when you're like, hey, check this out. See how the... And then you can't. You can't be spreading in public. He's made several crucial errors in this. And he also said he was wearing fake up tops. Were those up tops covered? Because that could also get you into a bit of a problem.
Take off your shirt and throw me.
Yeah.
The man says that pornographic materials do not suffice his desires and that he does not want to violate his morals by having relations before marriage or by using a female solely for sex.
Huh. So time out. Yeah. So my man here...
That sounds like a lot of...
He inserts foxtails.
A lot of bullshit.
Genitals are out. He's cross-dressing. He's in the children's museum, but he doesn't want to have premarital sex?
Well, that's why he's trying to explain why he's doing it.
A lot of mental gymnastics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Dude, you got to show your work on that math problem, whatever, that cultural math you're doing. You got to show some work, because I'm not certain that adds up. That seems a little... That's a math problem that I can't compute. As you're getting arrested for having your genitals out and wearing a penis ring, and then be like, well, I'm doing this because I have morals and I don't want to have premarital sex. Because Jesus would look down on it, but this he seems pretty cool with.
Sounds like a Portland city councilman.
You know, maybe you just head over. I bet there's clubs where you could go and, you know, steam maybe. I think, or what was Ron Jeremy's place? Whatever that, you know, you probably head to some places mm-hmm. where that's encouraged, and quite frankly, right. You'll probably be one of the more popular ones.
Next, the internet's favorite new slur. Let's learn together. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So let's talk slurs.
Please.
You know you love your slurs over there.
A lot of people saying.
I would never say a slur.
So
Shane Falco, so Malcho. That I will say. What defines a slur, by the way?
I was going to ask, is a slur something you explicitly can't say, or is it just derogatory slang, some of which you can say?
Yeah, because some you can, but some you can't. And then if you're certain people, you can say it, but then other people you can't. But like, that's a fine line. Basically, if you wonder, should I be able to say this? Just don't. If you've ever asked yourself that question, should I say this? It's best not to say it.
An insinuation or allegation about someone that is likely to insult them or damage their reputation.
So you could call, like I could say, Isaac Rupp, you ignorant slut. And I could get away with that.
Well, you get away with it, but it's a slur.
That's a slur. Slut is a slur.
But so there are degrees of slurs. Because yeah. you can call someone a slut, and there's others that you really can't call people.
You really don't want to. You can't go down ethnic. You can't go down racial. And don't go down the sexual nature. Oh, and then the disabled.
And like religious.
Can't say that. Well, religion, some you can.
I know that's finicky, but like
you can insult
a couple specifically. You can't.
Well, it's funny because you can insult the Mormons all you want, and I always am intrigued by that because look, I haven't been to a Mormon church in decades, but you can say whatever you want to the Mormons and no one cares, and you can kind of get away with saying it to like kind of the Catholics as the Catholics.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, you're some groups. I wouldn't.
The new slur that's taken the internet by storm is clanker.
Clanker.
Have you heard of a clanker?
I have not. But Daniel Tosh used to do a great bit, Is It Racist? And he would get a panel of people together on his show and they would say like clanker. And he would be like, Is it racist? And it would just people be like, I don't like the way that sounds. And it was all made up words. That didn't mean anything, but he's like, yeah, that sounds like a slur to me.
So clanker doesn't sound like a slur, but wireback does.
Yeah, I don't know what wireback means, but you shouldn't call someone a wireback. Like, I used to...
And there's another one. There's a third one here, all meaning the same thing, that I Can I?
I don't know. Again, if you're asking, maybe.
Well,
you
how
should.
About I'm gonna flip it.
Okay.
So it ends in sucker.
Okay.
And it's COG, cog. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Well, no, I think we got around it there.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want to hear you say it.
No, don't.
I'm
say
not going to say that.
No, don't do that.
No, the poor Bella listeners. No, if there are any of them still hanging on, they'll be gone.
Yeah.
Although the last segment probably finished that whole lot off.
That's true.
Well, I really enjoyed the show. Thank you. Bye.
So a clanker is in reference to an AI bot. And okay. It has emerged as a big internet phenomenon now. It's basically this, what they're saying is this is the start of the backlash
to AI bots.
To AI bots and the way AI is taking over technology.
So a clanker is just you're insulting a machine.
Correct.
So let's say you're on one of those like Amazon chats. You're trying to return something, but it's not a real person.
Bingo.
You can be like, you son of a clanker.
You just, well, I don't know about son of a clanker.
It's clanker.
But, yeah, it's this damn clanker.
Why clanker?
I almost think of it as like if you had a car that was a clunker, that would be like an insult to it. So maybe like you're saying it's like a robot that isn't like tip top, but it's kind of a clanky, clunky, like it's not as good.
Someone on here is saying that the clanker comes from
Star Wars,
that they would call the bad robots clankers.
This says, during the Clone Wars, a conflict between the Republic and Separatists, the latter used an army of robots called droids, so the word clanker became a common derogatory term used by protagonists toward their robotic enemies.
So now we've... All right. So now we're... I you know what? I can see that.
Clankers.
I can see the clankers.
I don't want no clankers serving me popcorn at the movie theater.
Interesting. Okay, it is a slur, but for robots.
If you're going to hire clankers instead of real human beings, then I got a problem.
That's right, ain't no clanker taking my job.
Yeah, it's going to. And eventually that clanker is probably going to kill you and sleep with your wife. So just be aware. The clankers are coming. And I, for one, would like to welcome our clanker overlords and say that as a voice for the public, I can be very useful in your propaganda. Go clankers.
Jeez. Good luck to me. Yeah, now. No backbone out of you.
Not when the robots. What are we going to do against the robots? You going to fight a robot?
We're going to revolt.
Let's see how that works. I've seen how Terminator ends. Well, you're going to fight back. So our squishy bodies with no real weapons, those are going to take down the robots? Yeah. I don't think so.
So they're saying that the term's popularity has sparked debate about the appropriate way to discuss and critique the development of AI and its impact on our society.
We have to critique how we critique.
Yeah. I think that's what they're saying.
My God. Again, another reason why the robots will defeat us is half of us will spend a bunch of time wondering if we're offending the robots. Meanwhile, the robots will keep taking over. The clankers. Or as someone does point out in Blade Runner, yeah, they do call them skin jobs. Is that better or worse?
That sounds worse. That sounds like this Wireback.
I like Cog Esser. I like that one the best.
I do. I kind of enjoy that one as well.
Because you know it rolls off the tongue just like the original.
It does. Yeah, it does. It's a great term. Yeah, it's a classic. A little Bull Durham action there.
Well, we could sit here and yell slurs on the radio all day.
I remember once I said mook, and you got so uncomfortable.
Yeah, that made me uncomfortable. It still does.
It is not a racial slur. But that 100% sounds like a racial slur. Yeah,
well, I think jabroni kind of sounds like that, too.
Yes.
Well, and the one for me, you called me and Isaac this about golf today. You called us a couple of jamokes. And I think when I hear that, I'm like,
Is that can you say that?
Yes. It doesn't sound like you can, but you can.
You can. It's just that
I can say anything.
Yeah. Well, you can't say. You can't say.
Come on.
Nope.
You're making me uncomfortable.
This is Trump's country. It's America.
What? Who? There was a. Who does the late night Fox show that now it's like it's like the number one late night show.
No idea.
God, I can't think of him.
He's doing great.
He's not funny in any shape or form. Gutfeld.
No idea.
Anyway, it's Fox has a comedy show, right? At night.
Okay.
And he's
talking about like Fox News?
Fox News.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Yeah, really? They have a...
I've heard of Gutfeld, but I don't know it.
Yeah, he's like the number one late night show.
He has one name?
I think his name's Greg or Craig.
It's just his last name.
But he goes by Gutfeld or Gutfield, one of those two. And hand to God, he was trying to reclaim Nazi. You know how African-Americans will call...
I saw that clip!
Yeah, so, you know, the black people will call each other the N-word. And they're like, we're reclaiming it. This son of a bitch decided that he was going to do a bit about how he was going to reclaim Nazi. Because obviously a lot of people call some of the right-wingers, they call him Nazi. So he's just like, yeah, I'm like, what's up, my Nazi? He was going to start reclaim Nazi. And it was the
was
most...
Was he trying to be funny with
Yes.
him?
Or he was just trying to say, like, what's the difference? Like trying to kind of prove some straw man point. Like, if they can do this, then we can do that. Yeah, and yeah.
Someone said, heading to my parents now. Guaranteed Gutfeld will be on.
All right. Yeah. Enjoy that. Yeah. We'll be back to wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I cannot begin to tell you how excited the next host is to come on these airwaves and talk to you about sports. I just talked to him out there.
Yeah.
He cannot be contained.
He's...
Buckle up.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, up next...
Yeah. A true sportsman.
A true sportsman.
Yeah.
Andrew Nemec.
Well, football's here, and he won't shut up about football.
Yeah. So you're going to hear him not shut up about football next.
Yeah.
So make sure you listen.
It's the Big Ten!
It's Cruton!
Thankfully, we ran out of time to play the Nazi bit.
Yeah, that was going to make you very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't want to play that. We don't need to play that.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
It's a drop for everything.
Everybody have a great night. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 5 on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.